roasting the fuck out of some poor old Bulls fan wearing his DH gate rip-off Jordan jersey.
He went off on
dude, like 2 minutes straight, they're just clowning on this guy.
It was absurd. I was like, how are they still going right now?
That's what I'm like. They practiced this. I was impressed. I thought they were podcasting, dude. They were just riffing off each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they went off on that, dude.
I mean, the guy's just so unexpected. He doesn't know what the fuck's happening. He doesn't know that they just focused.
He has no clue.
Just trying to have a good time. Watch a basketball game with like the 20 other fans allowed inside there. Little does he know, he's a prime target because there's no other fans around him. He's probably the only one in there with a replica jersey when normally it's half the stadium. So he's getting singled out for being a smart consumer and purchasing an actually well-priced product, even though it might be a little bit off. Maybe the lettering is a little bit different, but we don't care.
Maybe.
We don't care. We respect the grind. And yeah, he's just getting the fuck roasted out of him by some salty Magic announcers. That's what I'd say.
Yep.
Nah, these announcers.
Yeah, why were they so upset?
Dude, they're actually pretty funny. I think they never like. I feel like it's a thing where they just like riff back and forth during commercial break.
Yeah.
Like they probably do this type of thing during commercial break and they're actually like pretty funny guys, but then like, you know what I mean? Like one of them got started and then the other one went back and then it was kind of like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do this on air. No fucks about the game. Just only DH gate.
Michael Jordan jersey. For that guy.
Dude, when he said it's spelled Jordam. This poor man. That's too funny. All right, what'd you think about this, Grant? What'd you think about this? I wrote this down a while ago for us to talk about, so it seems a little bit outdated, especially by the internet standards. But I think it's about time J.J. Watt can shut the fuck up about T.J. Watt.
Why, though?
Because it's just clearly Aaron Donald. J.J., we don't give a fuck what you have to say about it. JJ still acts like he is like the gatekeeper of the defensive player of the year award. And he's like, it's my brother taking the reins from me. And so he's sounding off like his opinion actually matters in this discussion when guess what? It doesn't. You were never as good as Aaron Donald. You weren't even as good as your brother potentially. So I don't want to hear it, JJ.
You're very right. JJ needs to stop talking.
Mm-hmm. And also the rest of the talk, just like people, I don't want to hear it. Aaron Donald was clearly the more dominant defensive player this year. He's clearly the most dominant defensive player in the league. You could pull up all the stats, all that. We all know it's because he gets triple teamed on every fucking play and he's playing fucking nose guard. When's the last time you saw a nose guard leading the league in like sacks or just stats at all? Like I'm so tired of the argument.
It's always the pass rushers.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Donald's just as good as you motherfuckers. He doesn't even play your position. Just as good at it.
he could probably play your position better.
He probably would. I think he would. Aaron Donald's like a fucking free safety that like occasionally comes down and plays corner and locks down like the best receiver in the league. And everyone's like, oh, well, TJ Watt had like more interceptions and more batted balls or some shit like that. You know what I mean? And it's like, Aaron Donald's just fucking around doing this and he's dominating when he does. Yeah. Not even the position he plays. It's like saying that when no one throws the ball deep against the Rams if Aaron Donald was playing safety.
Yeah.
It's the same. Like everyone just threw the ball to the other side of the field the entire time they played the Rams. Like it's.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm tired of it. J.J. Watt, you're sort of washed up, my guy. You were never as good as Aaron Donald. We don't give a fuck what you got to say about him, if I'm being honest. Personally, I don't give a fuck about it.
Go back to tweeting your normal shit.
Go back to you got bigger things to worry about than defensive player of the year. You got a pastor running your team right now. Joel Osteen is trying to take over your organization. He's getting ready to ship Deshaun Watson out of town. It's going to be you and him, JJ. It's going to be you and him.
Jesus. They should have. On just make JJ the president of football operations.
I don't think I'd do that.
It's better than what they got going right now.
It would be like the Watt brothers are like all signed to like $30 million a year contracts.
It's fair.
JJ would even like watch film or anything. He would just, any free agents, it would be like, we have to put you through a workout. Like, you have to work out with me, TJ, and Derek, and if you can make it through, we'll sign you. If you can't make it through our workout, you don't deserve to be on this team.
Yeah.
You have to go through that workout, then you have to go through a Bible study with Jack Easterby after. And if he feels that the Spirit of God is strong enough in you, then you are allowed to be signed to the team. You have to be a Spartan warrior, and you have to be a warrior for God, or you don't deserve to be on the Houston Texans.
It's going to be rigorous.
It really is.
No drinking, no smoking.
I heard Tim Tebow making a comeback, maybe.
Tim Tebow, quarterback for the Houston Texans.
Who needs Deshaun Watson when you could go get Son of God Tim Tebow? Jack Easterby, it's there.
That's it. That's what the Texans need. They're figuring it all out.
That's the game plan. Tim Tebow's the promised child. Oh, my God. It's right there, written in the stars. I wonder if Tebow would come back to the Texans, because I feel like Jack Easterby would sign him.
Oh, he'd sign him. I don't think Tebow would come back, though.
Or you think Jack Easterby is like, maybe Tebow really is like, Tebow's prayer is strong enough. He really is talking with God. And like, he comes into interview for Houston, and Jack Easterby is like, Tebow, glad to have you here. My brother in Christ, here's the game plan God has for us and for this team. He lays it out. Tebow sits there, listens to the whole thing. He's like, all right, I just got to say, I've been talking with God. This is what he told me about this team. This is what he, like, Tebow calls him out right there.
And Tebow takes over.
And Tebow takes over the Houston Texans. Or Tebow goes in, he has a conversation with the owner, whatever his name is. See, we know Jack Easterby. I don't even know the fucking owner's name. That's the craziest thing about this whole thing. He has a conversation with the owner. He says, hey, you want to listen to what God has to say? Jack Easterby's a fraud. Let me tell you, yeah. Sign me about $100 million, GM, I got you. I'll play GM, quarterback, head coach, I'll do it all. And then he signs Tebow. Tebow leads this team to like 2-14. And there it is.
Sounds perfect.
Craig, we just figured out the Houston Texans organization right there.
You figured it out?
Yeah, so essentially Easterby brings in Tebow because Tebow's the promised child that God told him about. But really, Easterby's not the one talking to God when Tebow actually does talk to God. And so when he brings him in, Tebow listens to the whole plan. He's like, all right, well, I actually was talking to God. He says, you're full of shit. Here's what we're going to do. He sits down with the owner. Tebow takes over the team as the GM, head coach, and quarterback, and leads the Texans to greatness.
Yeah.
That's what you missed. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so moving on. Oh,
man, that felt so good.
Urban.
The nose rapage.
Oh, you got tested.
No, y'all know about that nose rapage.
It's never been like bad for me. It's never really irritated.
Oh, it's so bad. I hate them, dude. Like, they're by far my least favorite thing when it comes to medical tests.
Yeah,
like,
the whooping cough is definitely the worst one for me.
Whooping cough wasn't as bad as COVID to me.
Really?
Whooping cough sucks, but it's not to me. Go down my throat, don't go down my nose. Like, that's, like, when they're up, I feel them in my brain, bro. I feel them in my head, and I'm like, this is awful. I'm like, I hate this so much right now. Like, and they're like, 5, 4, 3. I'm like, bro, all right, fuck up. Like, I'm fucking dying.
Urban Meyer just 5, 4, fired that
3,
up.
3, 2, 1. We have penetration. All right, let's move on. Taylor Heinicke signed an extension with the Washington football team. Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Yep.
Taylor Heinicke.
Best move they've made since drafting Chase Young.
Great move. Well, that wasn't
that wasn't too long ago. But
a lot of good moves being made for Washington.
I mean, it's been a year, though.
That was the best move they made since hiring Ron Rivera.
Facts. I mean,
they made since getting rid of the Redskins' name.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is the Redskins are turning it around.
From the football team recently.
That was the best move they've made since winning the NFC East.
So it's like people love to hate on the NFC East. All I'm saying is, like, you look at the Giants, you look at the Redskins, like, they're turning their ships, man. They're turning them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to take some work, but they're turning them.
Well, I mean, the president that Washington hired last season after all the Dan Snyder shit went down, like, that was the first, like, actual, like, productive move that they made to start turning this organization around. And I would say it's definitely paid off so far. Like, that guy's been...
He's also the first former player to mm-hmm. ever be named president, which I think is a very cool... Like, that's a very... Like, if you're going to try and rewrite a ship, I think it's very good to go, all right, how do we innovate, like, in a way that's, like, that's a great way to innovate, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, also, you know what his position was before he got hired from Washington?
Wasn't he head of scouting?
He worked for McKinley Consulting, and he was, like, one of the main people for the crisis team there. So giant companies would hire him to do consulting when they were, like, facing a crisis. Former player who...
Smart.
Literally is like the perfect hire for Washington anyways. Like it's all like the most perfect thing you can do if you're Washington mm-hmm. to hire him. So it makes a lot of sense that that organization is trending in this direction now.
Yeah.
But more so on Taylor Heinicke. Like I honestly, what he showed.
What were the numbers?
2 years, $8.75 million.
Good for him. Good mm-hmm. for him. That's right. He probably just made more money like infinitely than what he's made playing football throughout his entire
career. A backup in the XFL.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, he probably
that was his last contract.
Well, no, because he had game contracts with the Redskins.
Besides this year, yeah.
But it's like, yeah, man, like XFLer, CFL champion. Like he's done a lot, man. That's a grinder. That's a Kurt Warner type. Love to see it.
Yeah, you have the CFL guy confused, but it's all right.
I thought the CFL guy was Taylor Heinicke.
Cardinals guy.
Was that? Oh, it was the Cardinals guy? Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then you also have Wolford on the Rams. Like, you had, like, three of those guys that all kind of came up right around playoff time.
Taylor Heinicke was the one who was like, I'll show you something to Chase Young. Wasn't that him who said that to Chase Young? Who was it that said that to Chase Young? Was that
it was
him?
Heinicke, yeah, yeah.
And when Chase Young was, like, on the side – Chase Young's on the side, like, damn, man, that guy said good.
Okay.
Yeah. I was so just making sure that was him because they went through a lot of quarterbacks. They went through a lot of quarterbacks that year.
He was the one that was going against Brady in the playoffs.
I know. I knew that. I just didn't know if it was that was the same one as the other one. But
All right. Circle back around. Craig, I'm pretty sure you saw this. I think you commented on it, but the Chris Beard ejection for Texas Tech the other day.
Oh yeah, that was so great. That
all-time
was
clip.
Ejection, bro. You are
all time
bitching out the refs, and you walk over to the other coach and you go, "Hey, respect."
Huggins too. Just come over and fist bump Huggins.
Well, it's good, bro. It's like Bob Huggins. Bob Huggins has gotten ejected his fair share.
Bob Huggins is about the shit. He respects a good ejection.
Exactly. I just love you walking around. Then you turn around right back in the ref's face. I love that. I love that.
Dude, he freaked out too. He was having a full fucking tantrum on the court. Stops.
Oh, yeah.
Fist bumps him. Goes back to his tantrum.
I literally love when coaches reach a point where it's like, I can't do this shit anymore with you. Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. Because, like, the amount of pressure that I have on me and I'm getting fucked over because of you, like, not because of my 18-year-old kids who are dumb as fuck fucking hoop, but because of you, like, I'm like, no. Like, that's like, no.
When coaches just turn that – when the coaches flip that switch and they decide, you know what, I'd rather be out of this game and be able to just relentlessly go off on you.
Yep.
Also, I got to say, I'm a huge Chris Beard fan. I'm a huge Texas Tech fan. I'm a huge Mac McClung fan. Like, I'm about to be pulling for this team heavy come March Madness. I love everything about this team.
I'm there with you.
Chris Beard's a dog. But, yeah, that was fucking hilarious. Okay.
Tom Brady's daughter has held the Super Bowl trophy more times than the Cowboys have won playoff games in the last 20 years. And she's 8.
Yeah. Yeah. These stats. All right. So you guys see the artist that Northwest is?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so you know, I don't know much about painting. I know I definitely cannot paint for shit.
Oh, that shit was so funny.
That shit was fake as fuck.
That shit was so funny.
I mean, that was like one of the more very impressive. If like a professional painter was like, I'm selling this for like, I don't even know how much money, I'll know what to value it at, but like a lot of money, I'd be like, all right, yeah, probably. It's probably worth it. I don't fucking know. But they're like, yeah, my 7-year-old painted this. The arrogance.
See, well, I think a 7-year-old definitely could have painted that. I think more the arrogance is like, here's you my thing.
The 7-year-old Kim Kardashian.
Well, no, dude. All right, so from that's, what I heard,
the only thing is, it's Kanye's daughter, bro. Like,
bro, that's it. Well, it's not even that, bro. Is she know? Like, have you guys ever heard of paint by number? Because that literally is like what they do. Like, they'll literally get a canvas. That's like, here, hold on. Let me log on my computer. Bruh,
a 7-year-old?
Yeah, it's not hard, Garrett.
Possible.
You're saying not freehand.
No, it's not freehand. Of course it's not freehand.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, if she maybe like traced it or something, but yeah.
Well, no, she went to an art class.
Whoa. Inception.
She definitely went to an art class, did a paint by number, and painted that. Like, I mean, I don't know. To me, I don't know why Kim Kardashian would lie. And then also, but here's also my, why do you want to post your fucking 7-year-old daughter's painting to 100 million people? Like, so the whole world gets like, why don't you create a private Instagram and show all your friends that way? Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Because they want to flex that their daughters are savant or some shit. I don't know.
Why would they want to flex that? Like, do you really think they actually do? I really don't think they would.
She posted it, didn't she?
Well, I think she's more of being like, I think she's more of a dumb airhead bitch being proud about her kid.
I don't know, man. That 7-year-old.
Because here's my thing, bro. It's like, if like, I would totally be like, I mean, here's the thing, Gary. I genuinely think she painted that. Because I mean, why would Kim Kardashian, who spends her time lately getting people out of prison, like, why would she hire some artist to paint this and be like, look at what my fucking kid did? Like, why?
Craig, I can't tell you. I can't tell you why for any of these. You can't either.
No, I can tell.
Just bro, saying a 7-year-old didn't paint that.
A 7-year-old paint that. Yeah. Bro, why are you so struggling to believe that a 7-year-old can paint
the
something?
Entire internet doesn't think a 7-year-old painted this, Craig. Why do you think I'm the only one? You're in the minority here.
A large part of it did.
A large part. The majority of the internet does not think this painting is real.
Yeah, and the majority of the internet is full of shit, Garrett. What do you know?
I can't believe it. All right.
You really think she sits around all day learning what 2 + 2 = 4 means? No, she ain't learning that shit. She learned how to be creative.
She's 7. She can't paint that.
Bro, it's not that hard. She's
7. It fucking is. Guarantee it.
Mike, Garrett, you do realize my entire 8th grade class, no, not 8th grade, 3rd grade, sorry, I said 8th grade because I was 8 when I was in there, but my entire 3rd grade class painted A Starry Night. That was us painting that, and it hung in our living room for a long time.
Yeah, it didn't look like a fucking starry night.
It did, though. That actually did look like a starry night. If you look what the...
Yeah, you didn't all did paint that.
You're just hating.
I'm moving on. I am hating. What? Yes, I am. Bro, absolutely.
Bro, paintings look fucking... don't look perfect as is, but when they're painted by 40-year-olds. Why do you think, like...
That shit looks... That's what I'm saying. That shit looks perfect. That shit's perfect.
It doesn't, though.
It is perfect.
I mean, like, it looked like a painting. I don't know.
Yes, like a professional painting.
It really
does. 7-year-old painting.
Bro, all I know is I watch Barstool as the group chat and all the bitches on there, the Rhea, Fran, and all of them, because they all were like, bro, if you go to paint by number, you could paint one of these, like, at any time. So...
Okay, so if you're saying she didn't just sit down and by herself just paint that out, sure.
No, she didn't, Garrett.
There are other methods that went in that made that look a lot better.
Yeah, that's how you get good at painting, Garrett. Garrett, I don't think any artist could just look at something like that and then just be like, all right, here it is. It's like she would literally.
Yeah, artists definitely do that. Actual artists.
not like, I mean,
actual artists,
probably very few in the
I still don't know what paint by number is, but professional like art, like professional portrait is not being painted at some fucking paint by number class and like being sold for a lot of money. Yeah, like you're free handing that shit. You're in your own mind. You're coming up with some amazing fucking.
Well, yeah, obviously. But bro, have you ever seen what some of those art paintings and art collections like look like? You'll look at them and be like, this looks like shit. Like that happens all the time.
And that looks good. That's my point.
Yeah, but it's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
All right. We're moving on. Okay. So, Virginia's got a dumb fuck for a senator. honestly, I feel like I should have looked into this further because she has like 100 followers on Twitter, but there were a lot of replies to it. It kind of went viral. I think it's real.
Actually a senator.
I think it is. Her bio says senator.
She could be a state senator. So
I don't know. Virginia Senator Amanda Chase. She is currently running for governor of Virginia. She posted that she is terrified over all the marijuana.
Marijuana
being legalized. What?
She has a lot more than 100 followers, bro.
How many does she? Well, it probably went up more, dude. How many?
Thousands.
Thousands?
8,000, yeah.
8,000? Dude, straight up, I swear to God, she had less than 500 when I sent that to you guys. So, it took off from this dumb fuck tweet. That's probably why she tweeted it. And we probably just gave her more attention. And maybe now she wins governor. Who knows? Hopefully not. but where is... All right, let me find the actual tweet. Do you have it up right now? I found it. Okay. I have
Twitter up.
Next, the Super Bowl streaker. Let's talk about this guy. So the report came out that he placed, how much was it? Like 50,000 on, I believe it was 50,000 on a plus 750 odd that there would be a streaker during the Super Bowl. He goes ahead, streaks himself, posts about it after. So apparently he walked away with like $375,000 from it.
Mm-hmm. No, it would have been 5,000.
Right? No, it's like plus like 7500, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Was this plus 7500? Was I off zero?
No, it was
plus
750.
I thought so.
I think it was.
I'll pull up the exact tweet right now. We have it in the group chat.
All right.
I'm going to pull it up right now.
I think that's real because I don't think it's real.
I don't think it's real either. I don't.
So, I mean, who's going to take a prop bet on that much money?
That's exactly. Exactly. It's going to make a big difference if it's 50 or 5. I got to say.
Especially at that bet. Like, I'd literally just like call the dude if I'm the bookie right after that. I'd be like, hey, bro, where are you right now? Like, like, take a photo and send it.
Like, how dumb would you be as a bookie? Like, yo, I got to place this crazy $50,000 prop bet on a streaker. It's like, dude, that's never, like, all right, if you want to fucking throw, like, you're a bookie, like, all right, you want to throw it down. It's like, hey, meet me right here. Like, I got to meet you soon with the money. It's like, oh, what's up? Like, oh, I got a flight to Tampa. What you doing in Tampa? Nothing.
Nothing.
Like, just no bookie is going to take. It's so obvious.
I mean, what I would have done if I were him and I had these plans, I would have found a bunch of different. Theoretically, obviously. I know a lot. Like, it's like we, Garrett, I'm sure you're the same way. I know a lot of different bookies all over the country now because of my college connections due to a lot of people who like to gamble through their back home states and through the back home connections. So I would go to each one of those guys and I'd put $500 on it.
Ooh, yeah.
And just like get like 20 of them with $500. And then next thing you know, I just put, what would that be? 10 grand on that. And
that's smart.
Make my money.
Dude, that is smart. You're also diversifying your risk right there. If someone doesn't pay you out.
Exactly. That's what, dude, it's just.
Yes. So he did bet 50K. Allegedly,
this is allegedly.
Plus 750, which would have been 374 after the $1,000 to get him out of jail. Also, he was supporting a porn website on the the whatever the onesie he was wearing. So I mean, I'm sure he's getting paid for that as well.
Yeah, I saw that too. I mean, truly, I mean, it's just like, how do you let that happen? Like, come, like it's COVID. Come on.
Yeah. Security guards, like, who we hiring for on the field security guards? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they never actually like make a good play on a streaker.
No, they don't.
I feel like it's just them constantly getting embarrassed.
I thought Pat McAfee had one of the better quotes too, where he was saying like, bro, a lot of those yellow jacket dudes too are total dicks. Like, and it's just like, hey, settle down. Like, settle down, buddy. It's like, you aren't stopping the fucking bombing at the Olympics here. It's like,
on a power trip.
Yeah, no, it's, bro, 100%. I mean, it happens all the time, dude. Travis Scott, like, I remember when I was, like, getting ready to go to that Travis Scott show, I was, like, watching a ton of his performances. And there's, like, everyone loves to, it was always a thing, like, you'd rush the stage with Travis, and Travis, like, would have you up there and sing a song with you almost. Like, like, Travis, like, so it became, like, such a problem where it's, like, fans started, like, always trying to rush, and then security would just start beat the fuck out of these people. And, like, dude, there's like a video of Travis in auto-tune going like, don't you ever smack a Travis Scott fan, bro. I'll smack the fuck out of you.
I remember that.
It's like going off on the guy. Like, it's just like, damn. Like, it's just like, I mean, that's real though, dude. It's like, I've seen some security guards like fuck some people up like on video where it's like, bro, calm down. Like, they're good. Like, they ain't going nowhere.
If you're a streaker though, like if you're in the middle of a sporting event and you're a streaker running across the field, that's free game for a bodyguard to deck the fuck.
Well, that's different. That's different.
That's free game. I want to see that from a bodyguard.
First off, you never should have been able to get out there.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
That's the first issue. Able
to get out there. And then it's like, once he's out there, obviously you got to body him. But it's like, how are you not able to stop him before that is my question. Mm-hmm. It's like, how unathletic are you?
Do you guys ever have this? I used to have like, I used to get like low key. I remember thinking as a kid when I'd be at sporting events, especially if I'm sitting close to like, maybe if I'm in the outfield or something of a baseball game, like I can just run out on this field right now.
Yeah.
I can do baseball's it. Like, there's no one stopping me, right? I can just jump this fence and run out on this field right now. And like, I'd get a little nervous. I'm like, what if I just did it? You know what I mean? Like, like if you ever think, what if I just snapped? Like, what if I just did it? If I just ran out on the field, it could happen right now. Like I could just run out.
Baseball is so different.
That is true though. I mean, a football game, like how the fuck do you get? He scored a touchdown.
Super Bowl.
He crossed the field.
Super Bowl.
He crossed the fucking field.
How about Gronk's quote about
Gronk's
him?
Quote?
That was even better. Just like, he did what the Chiefs couldn't do. He scored.
He scored.
A touchdown. He got it. Like, he just said it like over and over again. Like, he got in the end zone.
Like, if I'm like, one of those Chiefs players out there, like, I'm getting killed in the Super Bowl. I'm pissed. This guy comes running through. Like, I'm just decking him.
Yeah, facts.
If I'm Tyreek, I might run him down and just fucking Spartan kick him in the back.
Just off the fucking sideline, just starts trying. Nicole Hartman right behind him. Just,
just one cleat to the head, one cleat to the shoulder. Like,
dude, no, he's got
him out from the side.
Dude, no. We're all getting this wrong here. It's Antonio Brown, and he's going to do him like he did that punter back in the day, bro.
He's going to try and hurdle him.
He's going to karate kick him in the face. That's one of the best plays ever.
He does that slide in the end zone, and then AB just comes straight at him.
Just karate kicks. Oh,
that's number two behind what I think it was. I can't like fully picture. I think it was a baseball play. Was it a baseball play? Didn't some guy just fucking deck the catcher like full like two legs like went vertical in the air and just kicked the shit out of him?
I don't know, but I know
you know what I'm talking about.
There have been quite a few outfielders to dish out some suplexes, but I do not know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure there's a video where this guy gets pegged. He knows he's gonna charge the mound, so the first thing he does is just decks the catcher. Just unprovoked, just drop kicks the shit out of the catcher and then gets up and just charges at the pitcher. I'm gonna find it right now. It was the funniest shit.
The catcher squatted and he just gets a cleat straight through the face.
Oh, look at this.
It's like, what's going on?
Look at this.
Oh, I know. I see this. Yeah.
Yes.
He just turns around and it.
The catcher does not deserve that.
No.
Catcher is just like, what's going on, bro? Like, metal cleats through the fucking face.
He didn't even get hit. The ball didn't even hit him.
It didn't?
It didn't even hit him. It's just an inside pitch.
Hey, bro. You don't want to throw this.
The catcher catches it.
It way better that he got it. Bro, you catch the ball. You start to stand up and then just boink. You're like, I wonder if like, he even saw it. Did you think the catcher even saw it? Like, I wonder if the catcher like didn't even see it. I wonder if like it's like in his like because you know it's like those masks like fuck with your peripherals. I wonder if like he turned his body and next thing you know, like there's literally just he's just on the ground. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, how did I end up here?
Like, dude, right?
He sits up and there's like a full fight going on the mound. He's like, oh whoa, like what?
So funny. He had to like sandlot him or something, but then he goes after the pitcher. I don't know what. It's the only thing I could think like that. Your sister in the outfield, naked. Like the catcher had to be shit. So I don't know.
Dude, that so brought funny. Me back to what were those baseball books? Where what's it? Where the one dude would go back in time with baseball
cards? Yeah. It was like Shoeless Joe and me. It was like Babe and me, Mickey and me. Yeah.
I forget what one it was, but I remember love
those books.
It probably was Satchel Paige actually, because I remember like the start of the book was he's at bat. And like the pitcher like calls him a Pollock or something, and like it's like and like they're drawing back and forth, but then the pitcher calls him a Pollock, or no, the catcher called him a Pollock, and like he turned around and swung the bat at the catcher, and then started running towards the pitcher. But he said like but I'm reading this too. But it's like the umpire jumped on top of him, and then the catcher got back on top of him and shit. And I'm just like,
remember this at all.
I'm reading this. I'm like, bro, what's a Pollock? Like, I'm 12 years old. Like, I'm like,
what is I still don't know. Is that? I still don't know what it is. I'm actually.
That's like what you call a Polish person. Like when you like to.
Okay, that makes so much sense. Thing. I don't know what that is.
It's like all right. You wouldn't know this. That's because there aren't a lot of Polish people where we're from. But like in the Midwest, there's a fuck ton of Polish people. Like a ton. And so yeah, that's
why the Chicagoans.
Like Chicago, I think Chicago's second biggest minority group is Polish people.
I know it's very big there, yeah.
But I remember reading that and that literally just brought me back to it because I was like, fucking hell, I hadn't heard about that in so long, but I could imagine like, hey, this guy called him Pollock and he just turned around and drop kicks the catcher in the country.
I'm so glad that video got brought back into my mind. I completely forgot about that.
God.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's just do like one more. How about Johnny Depp? You guys see the box office numbers?
Like 15,000, bro.
15? Okay. So, Johnny Depp movie. I'm not exactly sure the name.
What's the box office number now? Does that mean like ticket sales?
Yeah. So, obviously, it's going to be down.
Yeah, but damn.
So, yeah, Johnny Depp's new movie, the opening weekend box office numbers, 15,000.
I feel so bad for that man, dude. That man has gotten fucked over harder than any person. Have you not heard about... Do you not know about the whole shit with his divorce?
Yeah. I've heard some. I just know it's like super toxic, and I don't know.
His
wife like abused him, and then like said that he was abusing her, so his career got fucked.
Yeah, no, and it's all fake, bro. Like if you, like that bitch just fuck that cunt, bro. Like literally, like she ruined his life and now
and then it came out that like she was abusing him, like she shit in his bed.
I heard about that story. I definitely heard that story. Yeah, Amber Heard, like, right? That's also, who his wife was. Yeah,
there's also a ton of court testimony too where it's like it's like they'd be reading shit that she'd do to him and she'd just start laughing during it. Like it was like a very evil looking laugh, and it was like, good
Jesus.
And bro, and to make it worse, like she's taking half his money, and she's the reason he has to keep making movies. So that's why I feel so bad. I'm like, damn.
Oh yeah,
like he literally
shit. Yeah, that's fucked.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
All right. Well, I was going to clown on him a little bit, but now I just feel bad for him. Fuck.
You can't clown on Johnny Depp at all. I love that.
I'm a big Johnny Depp fan.
That guy's gotten
a bad hand recently. Feel bad for him.
That's fucked, man. Did you guys know, I heard KFC Radio was even talking about this. I don't know why they were talking about Johnny Depp, but they were just talking about in their last episode, Johnny Depp, because they were talking about Tom Brady getting off the boat. That's why. Apparently, Johnny Depp, when he was playing Captain Jack Sparrow, so you know how when he's on land, he always walks weird when he's kind of drunk, like he's kind of drunk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Johnny Depp does that on purpose, and he walks completely normal when he's on water. So it's like he's like used to like being out on water. And then when he gets on land, he starts walking like fucked up.
Yeah.
It's just a little Easter egg for you guys.
Well, you're talking about in all the movies or in reality?
Yes, in all the Pirate of the Caribbean movies.
I thought this was a reality thing for him now. And I'm like, damn, Johnny.
he's just that fucked up. I can't walk on land.
His equilibrium is just so destroyed from all the pirates.
He went too method actor.
No, it's not even that. He's just filmed too many Pirate of the Caribbeans, and now it's just like, fuck, man. Just can't walk on land normal anymore.
He also can't use his hands unless he has scissors taped to them, but that's a different story. Oh, I had two things that I don't think this is going to be much of a discussion, but did you guys see the video I sent when Byron Leftwich played on a fucking broken leg?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Holy shit. He threw a pass and his teammates literally carried him 40 yards downfield to get to the line of scrimmage. That was insane. Just want to point that out.
Can you imagine, like, you're just like, holy fuck. And you're like, we're moving. And you're like, yeah, we got to get you to spike this ball. You got to spike the ball. You're like, what? You're like we did.
So just like throw the ball to actually be throwing the ball. And then it's like, all right, I can't move. Like, guys, pick me up. I can't move. So crazy. Last thing to leave off on, and then we'll go to starting five. College Dropout debuted a year ago, or 17 years ago yesterday.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, you're way off there.
College Dropout debuted 17 years ago yesterday.
That's crazy.
17 years. Yeah. Jeez. Just wanted to mention that.
You know what I find so funny to me? It's like my jiu-jitsu coach from Chicago, about 30 years old, like very much like a modern hip-hop guy. It's like only listens to Kanye prior to 2007. Like just makes fun of all of the To Life of Pablo shit and everything. And so it's like I've listened to more of that fucking album of The College Dropout over the past year in my life that it's like – it's so good, dude. Like, I honestly can't hate on it anymore. Where it's like, it actually might be his best album. I mean, it's just got so many good. Like,
I still have an unreasonable amount of Kanye on my playlist, mostly from like probably before 2007, for being honest.
Dude, the new workout plan, bro. Oh, so gas. Like, there's just so many songs on that album that it's just like, so get them high. Get them high. Such a baller. Get them high.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. Next episode will be out on Wednesday, so look out for that. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you go follow at AyodaDRS on Instagram and Twitter. That is the new Dorm Room Sports pages for each. We'll be uploading clips from the episodes. Then also we'll be dropping the links for each episode as they come out. So make sure to follow those two accounts. That is at Aota, AOTADRS. Thanks for listening, guys. We're out. I got the swirl like alcohol. My freshman year, I was going through hella problems to lie. Bit up the nerve to drop my ass about a call. My teacher said I was a loser. I told her, why don't you kill me? I give a fuck if you feel me. I'm going to follow my heart. And if you follow the charts or the plaques or the stacks, you ain't gotta guess who's back. You see, I'm so shy that you thought I was bashful, but this bastard's flow will bash your skull. And I will cut your girl like Pastor Troll. And I don't usually smoke but Pastor Droll. And I won't give you that money that you asking for. Why you think me and Dame cool? We assholes. That's why we hear your music getting fast fold. Cause we don't wanna hear that weak shit no more. Throw your motherfucking hands. Get them high. We'll be right back.
girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man.